Welcome to It's All Connected with your host, me, Allie Rogers, where I share with you the practical action steps, lighthearted approaches, and my lens of understanding I have learned through my personal development journey to help you wherever you are in your journey. Hey everybody, this is Allie Rogers, and welcome to today's podcast episode, where I am going to be talking about overthinking and the true cause of overthinking, like what made that happen in you, and how to change, and really how to transform your overthinking into something productive and that actually serves you. Because most of the time, when the topic of overthinking comes up, it's not because we're stuck in these realms of, oh my gosh, when my head goes into overthinking, it's just one great scenario working out on top of the next. You know, that's not, I wouldn't say that's the majority of the talk about overthinking. It's generally on the other side of the energetic spectrum, which is my overthinking is just keeping me paralyzed. It can be really hard to move through because it just keeps going down worse and worse and worse. And I think about each worst case scenario and all of these negative what ifs, and I can't move past the overthinking. So this may sound like you a little bit, this may sound like you a lot of it, but either way, my intention with this podcast is to share with you my journey with overthinking, what actually helped me out in the beginning and what it transformed into, and an exercise, and it only took one exercise, that helped me manage and then transform my overthinking, again, into something that just helped sustain me in higher frequencies, higher energies, higher vibrations, higher ways of being. And also too, I do also at the end, after that exercise, want to introduce a piece of discernment for you, because to me, the topic of overthinking is the perfect definition, or I guess I should say a perfect example of the definition, or the saying, I think that's a better way to introduce that, is the saying of what got you here won't get you there. Because in my personal journey with overthinking, at the very beginning of my personal development journey and in changing my life, overthinking actually helped. And you know what? For you, it probably helped you too. Because when most people are starting out on their personal development journey or life-changing journey, life betterment journey, whatever you want to call it, you're generally starting out from a place you don't like, from a reality that doesn't serve you, and one that more often than not can make you feel feelings of victimization or too much effort. Like, right? Like you're just trying so hard and just the needle doesn't move somehow for you. And so that's where most people kind of get frustrated and in a way fed up, but also confused because you are wanting a new life and you really crave a new life and you desire this new life, but it's just not coming through. And when I was starting my journey at the beginning, I was in victim mode. Right? It seemed like no matter which action I took, the entire universe, everybody in my life, every environment, every situation was just showing up to keep me small. Like that was really my first big hurdle that I encountered. And overthinking actually brought me to the level where I could start to take some action. Because my best logic at the time, when I was in that low state of being, was if I can mentally withstand scenarios that are out of this world outrageous, that could never happen, or it's a once in a lifetime chance that it would happen, and I could mentally withstand that, then whichever byproduct could potentially come from me taking this action can't be that bad. So from my low state, overthinking and coming up with all of these negative scenarios and all of these really hurtful potential realities that could have happened, and I could sit there and get through with my mind, it was like, okay, I can take this action, right? But just like I was saying, that saying that I was talking about just a few minutes ago, which was what got you there won't get you there, or what got you here won't take you there, right? We all know what I'm talking about. So I practiced that, and I practiced that thought, and I practiced that mindset, I practiced that overthinking, and I finally took enough action that I started getting to a level that was okay in my life, where I wasn't constantly stuck in struggle, where I started opening options for myself, where I started to daydream or visualize, and it seemed approachable. Like, this thing that seems like a dream to me could actually happen for me. But what I failed to recognize, and really what I just didn't know, is that practiced thought of these worst case scenarios and these what ifs practiced overthinking in the negative. Because if you've ever had a negative thought just take off like wildfire, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like you don't even have to try. Your mind just goes there, and then you start labeling yourself as somebody with negative thoughts. You're a negative thinker. I'm not a positive person. It's hard for me to be happy because my thoughts, you know, like you're trying to combat your thoughts, right? But if you've ever tried to combat a thought, you know that it pretty much wins out most of the time. So it is then upon you to recognize that this way of thinking doesn't serve you anymore, and then for you to introduce a new way of thinking and transform it into something more productive, into something more positive. And this doesn't have to be the biggest, you know, life-changing, unbelievable, new, original, creative thought. I believe some of the best thoughts that you can have throughout the day are just what keeps this all very light, you know? And again, I think that's another byproduct from overthinking, especially when you want better thoughts, is that I have this really, really negative thought and I can't think this amazing, wonderful, life-inspiring, motivating thought. So therefore I am this, you know, low overthinker, and I suffer from negative thinking or negative thoughts or having a poor mindset. And just like the practice that most of us, and you probably did this without even knowing, right? And especially at the beginning, when you were just thinking, okay, these are the worst things that can happen, but you know what? I just got to do it anyway. I got to see what happens. And, you know, let's just move on from there. And really, the process of overthinking, the process of worst case scenario, the process of all of these negative what ifs, I think they really only serve for a short period of time. But what's really interesting is by the time you start naturally or not even have to consciously think, okay, well, what's the worst thing that could happen in this situation? And your brain just does it for you. That should be an indicator for yourself that it's time to change, because you are now being this up-leveled version of you. And that's how you can know, like, just as a side note, anytime when you have become something, it's just, you don't even have to think about it. That is your new level and way of being. But again, most people don't even know that they've practiced that to the state of becoming an overthinker. They just then conclude, I'm an overthinker. But it's just how you practice your thoughts. And I know that can sting a little bit, especially at the beginning, because you're probably sitting here thinking, well, no, I've had negative thoughts since, you know, I can remember. But it's, you know, really, truly be open to the information and to just even the mindset process of becoming conscious of where you are and transforming it into something better, right? You're opening yourself up to literally become more, to literally be at a higher vibration, higher frequency, or higher energy level. And in fact, I shouldn't say or, it all goes up, right? Like, that raises all ships. That's not the saying, but I think you know what I'm saying. So, if you even if you can't think back to the first time you had a negative thought, or it, not even negative thought, but you started practicing a negative tailspin what ifs or worst case scenarios, which then took on a life of its own in overthinking, that in a way doesn't matter. If you do know and have noticed that in yourself about how that transformed within you, great, you just have further understanding of self. But some of us, we have just categorized ourselves as, you know, I just have negative thoughts. How do I deal with these, you know, negative thoughts and overthinking? And this should be a piece of relieving information, because going back to the beginning, or just any other time in your life besides right now, about how you may have become this person really may or may not help you. And in fact, any time, you know, there is something about you that you realize doesn't feel good or that you want to change, you don't have to go back. You don't have to go back to these deep, deep, dark potential times that may have happened to you in your life in order to change from where you are. The only things that matter are where you are and where you're going, because quite frankly, the past is the past. But if you like going back there and it really helps deepen your understanding and, you know, helps you, then that's great. But that shouldn't be a requirement for you to help yourself now and moving forward. I think a lot of times, especially when you're at lower levels, there is a relief in blaming, right? There's a relief in saying, oh, my parents did this to me, and so now I'm this way. There's this weird sense of relief in that, because it takes a lot of pressure off the self and puts it onto something external. And since a lot of us have these problems, when I say problems, I mean these parents that did things to us. I'm kidding, but not kidding. But seriously, it's, you know, it's pretty much everything can either be related to, I mean, really is related to your environment. And especially you are the product of your environment, especially growing up, and the greatest influences that you have around you. And of course, those being your parents. And not to knock parents or anything like that. At some level, I believe we all are trying our best. But again, if you are in the situation where you are suffering from these, from overthinking and from negative thoughts, there is this sense of relief when you can pinpoint and say, yep, my parent did this to me, or yep, this teacher did this to me, or this environment did this to me, so it's not my fault. And because it's in your past and you're younger and things like that, no, it's not your fault. So you don't have a lot of control of your environment during those times. But where you are now, especially if you are able-bodied and listening to this and of, you know, a good mind, that means you're curious, especially if you're listening to this podcast, there's something about you that you want to enhance or change so that you can make better, to live a happier life, a more fulfilling life, things like that, is that now is the time that you take on the level of personal responsibility to change that overthinking into something more productive. And really, overthinking on the energetic scale is the energy from it's in the middle, but it starts out at, you know, worst case scenario, what ifs, overthinking. And then to start to change this overthinking, because this is the, you know, pattern that you have in your head, and to start changing that overthinking from negative into things you want. Okay. And that can sound like a really big change, especially when you have practiced letting your thoughts go on the negative side to anything positive. But that should actually be a good sign as well, because you have that ability to let your thoughts roll, for them to go and, you know, take on like wildfire and just grow and grow and grow. And because you have that ability on, you know, the one side of the scale, you absolutely have that ability on the other side of the scale. But really, it's just you like turning, clicking, you know, redirecting your thought to go in the other direction. I don't know if you're familiar with Abraham Hicks at all, but they use a couple examples that really always were a visual for me, especially when trying to redirect my thoughts. And if I ever felt, victimized from my past or something like that. And the first example they gave is if you're on a road trip and you start going the wrong way, do you drive back to your original starting point and then go the right way? Or do you just correct from where you are? And to me, that always just made such logical sense. It was like, well, you just correct from where you are. And it was, and that really helped me develop a sense of presence, a sense of nowness, and a sense of, you know, I can take a step from where I am instead of having to backtrack to find these root times and these, you know, these life-changing situations that I was in that didn't actually help me or didn't actually serve me. You can change right from where you are. That was one that I always really loved. That was one that always helped me focus my intention and my attention into where I actually wanted to go. The another example they gave was that if you have a car at the top of a hill, wait, I may be saying this wrong. I just realized. But anyway, however I'm going to say it, it may be exactly how they say it. I may have put my own spin on it over my thinking years with it, but nonetheless, it's going to illustrate the same point. But, and this example is to demonstrate how overthinking, you know, can take off, but how you can direct that thought. So that's more than enough introduction. So if you have a car on the top of a hill, is it easier to direct the car in a new direction at the top of the hill or at the bottom of the hill? And it makes sense at the top of the hill, right? You push the car in a new direction and you go the way that you want to go. Because if you go down the hill, guess what's happened? Momentum has carried it. It's going too fast and it doesn't really stop until it crashes or it hits something, right? And that is your negative thinking. When it's at the top of the hill, there hasn't been a lot of momentum or a lot of energy charging these thoughts to contract on themselves and to really make themselves heavy and to, you know, put the momentum behind worse and worse and worse and worse of a potential situation or outcome, which leads to that negative overthinking, which then, you know, we believe about ourselves that we're negative thinkers or we have negative thoughts. So when are you at the top of the hill in your real life with your head and your thinking? And it's at any moment. It's at every moment. You are at the top of the hill at any single moment in your head. And it's that may or may not make a ton of sense right now, but what's going to help you at the beginning of coming out of overthinking towards the negative to redirect it into the positive is that in any single moment, start, I don't want to say forcing, but in a way interjecting these more serving positive thoughts. And it can be at the most simple of actions, right? It could be you driving to work and you stop to get a coffee or something and you are parking and it's, you know, you could roll up to this coffee shop and be like, oh my God, there's no parking in front of this. This is terrible. I'm going to be late for work. This always happens to me. I always feel like I'm in a rush, right? And it's building this anxiety, right? A lot of times overthinkers, as a side note, are also anxiety, ridden, which I'm going to talk about here in a minute, because it's that constant state of overthinking, which then resides you into anxiety. So anyway, back to the parking example. If that ever happens to you, which I think happens to everybody, we go somewhere and it may be a little packed, maybe a little bit of a longer wait, start thinking and start interjecting a little bit more positivity into this. Oh, look at all those parking spots over there. And even though they're a little further away, I can get more steps in for the day. That's great. Nothing wrong with that. Oh, there's a little bit of a longer line. That's okay. I've been here plenty of times when there hasn't been a line. That just means much. This must mean this place is just very well loved and I can't wait, you know, to get my coffee. You know, if I'm a few minutes late, I'm a few minutes late. It, you know, there's Hopefully you're not in an environment where it's going to make a huge difference, but nonetheless, you get the idea. There are these few different little tweaks that you can put behind your actions in what would be considered mundane actions and everyday actions to start training your brain to start going in the other direction. Now, like I was just talking about this word anxiety. A lot of people, like myself, when I became an overthinker, I had anxiety. I can still feel it come up from time to time, but it's much, much more manageable and I can pull myself out of it. And generally, if anxiety is coming on, it's because I'm not doing something that's sustaining me at a higher level. So it's a great check-in point for me. But nonetheless, if you are an overthinker and anxiety comes from that, that just means you have practiced a state of being of worst case scenario for so long that thinking about anything in the future or anything future tense related, it could be 10 seconds from now, it could be 10 years from now, it creates such an unknown, but an unwanted unknown that you in a way feel trapped because if you make this decision, it's going to be bad. If you make this decision, you know, the byproducts are going to be bad. Whatever you try is going to feel crippling and too much. And this wreaks so much havoc on your nervous system because it keeps your nervous system in a constant state of being reactive. And really, when you are in a state of being reactive, your fight or flight is triggered, and your fight or flight within you should not be triggered all the time. It should only come on when you sense that there are things to be fearful of, things that you need to steer away from and get away from, right? But we have so many situations in our life that keep us in these reactive states of being that just further this overthinking, and it supports that anxiety, and it becomes the cycle that is very difficult to break naturally. You have to interject these, you really have to interject these different behaviors, these different attitudes, these different thought processes and mindset into your daily action for you to try to create some type of bifurcation from where you are at that time. And that may have sounded a little heavy. I didn't mean for it to sound, you know, like it's riddled in doom or something. But these are, you know, these are the very real negative things that I see so many people live with, that I lived with for years, and it was depleting and it aged me. And when I stopped living in that way, and when I finally decided I can't, you know, I'm not fulfilled from living this reactive type of lifestyle, I need to change something. And, sometimes it's too hard to change your mind in those situations. So it's easier to start with your environment. But either way, you are creating that relief for yourself in those extended pieces of time, or I should say like stints of time for yourself, where your nervous system can come out of fight or flight, which is very, very, very important. So just to recap really briefly, overthinking did help me at the beginning, but it only helped for a certain amount of time. And overthinking came online for me because I was practicing worst case scenario and what ifs. And then the more that I just naturally overthought, because I practiced, you know, the negative what ifs and the negative worst case scenario. I think that's worst case scenario. I don't need to say negative worst case scenario. It's already bad. But just by me practicing that and becoming, you know, a natural overthinker, and then me sustaining myself in overthinking, it just, you know, really brought on and rooted me into that anxiety until I really decided to make these big life changes and take myself out of those reactive environments and things like that. So, what can you do for yourself today? If you are any type of overthinker, it doesn't matter how big or how small, this simple exercise helped me immensely. And there's three steps to it. So anytime there is a decision to make or an action to make, or I should say an action to take that you need to do, or maybe you're waiting to hear back from something, here's your first step. write out, and I mean write out, take a pen to a piece of paper, okay? Do not skip this step because it will not work as well. It can potentially work if you just say these words to yourself, but writing has a way of releasing. And it's, you know, writing has a way of getting that negative momentum out of you because your brain knows I got this out, right? Your brain knows I did it. I had the full release of it. So put pen to paper and write down until your heart is content all the negative byproducts that could potentially happen from this. Go wild. And I don't mean try to be super negative, just how you would naturally go. Just write it all out. Write it all out. And again, when you write something out, you are, you know, you're transcending that energy. You are getting it out of you. The second step is to then write out the most wonderful version, byproduct, thing that could happen imaginable. And you don't need to come up with multiple. All you need is one. Just come up with one outstanding, unimaginable, just incredible byproduct from that same situation. And again, all you need is one. If you start coming up with one, two, three, four, that's wonderful. You're starting to change your energy, and that means that you are starting to practice expansion in your mind, going and taking that momentum, but in the positive direction, right? That's actually serving you. The third step is to then write down what you think most realistically is going to happen. Okay? And not negative, just realistic. Okay? So that is the exercise. And this only takes a few minutes at most, but it can take as long as you need, depending on how impacted you are from whatever the situation is or could potentially be impacted by it. But just to recap in simple terms, write down till your heart is content all the negative things that could happen. And then your next step is to write down the best positive thing that could happen from the same situation. And then the third thing is to write down the most realistic thing that could happen. Now, you may be sitting here thinking, okay, well, that sounds pretty simple. How will that help me? How will that bring me out? How will that change and, you know, transform my overthinking into the positive realms? Well, and I kind of hit on this a little bit, but when you write out everything that is potentially harmful to yourself, can potentially contract in on yourself, you're removing that energy from your body. So since you're removing that negative energy from your body, from your energetic body, from your, you know, from your being for the moment, because you just got it out, you then have a little bit more space for something else to come through. Now, our mind, our human mind, knows there's certain things that it quote unquote knows. It knows that there are certain things that you are going to say to yourself and visualize and think really positively about that just aren't realistic. And your brain doesn't really like to be tricked in a way, because that's what it thinks that's happening. And so as a fail-safe, it then makes you feel more connected to the negative, because for some of us, the things that we want in our life, we have never experienced before. So if we're coming up with an experience and, you know, using this exercise for the greatest thing that could potentially happen from this action, our brain's just going to be like, well, no, that's not realistic. It doesn't know how to connect to that. It's almost like it's too high of a thought. And you may be thinking, okay, well, that's not very productive, because why am I thinking about something so wonderful and so grand and so self-serving if I can't connect to it? And then that's why we come in with this third piece of what realistically is going to happen. It's almost like Goldilocks, right? One's too low, one's too high, but one's kind of the sweet spot. And depending on where you are in your life and how consumed you can become with your negative thoughts, and really in a way how consumed you can become with those negative thoughts will dictate that sweet spot. But nonetheless, you are practicing yourself out of these lower thoughts. You will start noticing over time, the more that you practice this, you're going to have less and less negative thoughts, and you're going to have more and more positive and quote unquote realistic thoughts. And so what you're doing is transforming that energy from these lower levels of being, and you are redirecting it, right? You're redirecting it now, right? In a way, you're at the top of the hill. You're redirecting that car into a new path for you to go down. And even though you don't know what it feels like to go down that path, you can sit there at the top of the hill and say, oh, I can kind of see what's down there. I can see that that's the first stop and that's the second stop, right? Like, you are training yourself to see the better and to bring that into your life, because the energy level itself creates a higher reality in logic, in reason, in responsibility than it does in control or victim. So just by practicing this and having that low to high, even though your brain knows, okay, well, that's too high, so therefore I don't believe it, you're creating higher and higher and higher energy scenarios for you to connect to. And when you do that and you connect to that, you are then being at that higher level, at that higher frequency, which is how you create your reality from higher levels. And that is the energy that pulls these situations and these opportunities, and that are really mirrors that reflect back to you of where you are. It's, you know, I really love this practice because anybody can do it. It's super simple, but you just got to do it. You know, it would be like going to the gym for 5 minutes a day. Every single person on this planet has 5 minutes, and you don't even have to go to the gym. You can just do whatever workout. You can do it in your living room. You can go on a walk. You can do whatever, right? You can do that for 5 minutes a day. But do you think the body of a person who does that workout for 5 minutes a day versus somebody who doesn't, after years and years of compounding and seeing the byproducts of what those two actions and those the choice of taking one action over the other every single day, what that adds up to, right? You know, we really are a sum of our parts, and we really compound over time, and we really bring through more and more of who we are from whichever action we choose. So, you know, without trying to sound too grand or too big or anything like that, it really is the truth. And sometimes when you overthink, you also enact this all or nothing mentality where you think, okay, well, I'm suffering from these really heavy negative thoughts. How can simple this, or how can an exercise this simple and lighthearted bring me results that not only will pull me out of that, but keep me out of that? And it's that compounding. Because every single time that you sit down to do that exercise, you're not starting from the same starting place every single time. Some days will be higher than others, yes, but if you continue and practice this, you will bring yourself out of overthinking from the negative into a positive expectation. Because that is really what the transformation is, the positive expectation. So if you are an overthinker and that's something that you can get consumed and stuck with, just know you are on the right track in a way to becoming, to having positive expectations of outcomes from your life, for the world, from the universe, and for what you do in your surroundings. But it is that practice of getting out anything that's not serving you and then going as high as you can, because you can really only... you can only experience the highest levels to become a higher person, to live at a higher reality and experience a better reality if you've been there. But, you know, these situations are very, very few and far between if we just sit here and think, oh, they're going to come to me naturally. You know, it's like these really love-filled opportunities that exist all the time, every single day and every single moment. you know, are looking for people to hook up with and to come through to be in this reality here on Earth. But if you are constantly thinking that nothing is working out for you, and that, you know, you can think one negative thought and then it just tailspins into oblivion, you're not going to hook up with those opportunities, which a lot of times come in the form of other people, you know. And think of somebody else. Think of you or that other person who wants to do something really cool and great. Do you want to work with somebody who is also positive thinking, you know, and has positive expectations of what can happen from taking actions, or somebody who's going to sit there and talk about the worst things that can happen, right? That makes sense. This is how these pieces link up. So again, I can't recommend this scenario enough. And when I first started doing it, as a heads up, I mean, it was a little tiring at first because it felt like every single thought I had was a negative tailspin. It was just overthinking that led to more negative overthinking, which led to worst case scenarios and worse what ifs, right? So every time that that happened, I honestly just had a journal and it got filled up pretty quickly, but at least I was getting it all out. I was recognizing my patterns in myself. I was starting to bring consciousness and catch myself at the top of the hill before the car would go down, so I would have time to steer it in another direction. Are you going to be able to catch yourself each and every single time? No. Sometimes you may be in a work meeting, right? You may be in the middle of a presentation. You may be in the middle of something where you can't necessarily, you know, write it down and give it that individual focus. But more often than not, don't worry, there will be another opportunity for you to realize that you're overthinking and it's going in the negative direction, and for you to catch it, to turn it into positive expectation. Okay. And again, just that, those three steps: worst case, best case, realistic. Again, go Goldilocks with it. All right. Now, for bonus points, and really I should say the next step, is sometimes we are in situations that support negative thinking, that support worst case scenarios, that support this overthinking, you know, and to point your thoughts in the negative direction. And this is what I describe as your environment, right? The environment that you're in. And I will use work as an example. It's very common, well, I should say it's very accepted by society, for people to live in highly, highly, highly reactive work situations and stay there for years and years and years and years. It's very, again, accepted by today's societal standards. And it's changing, don't get me wrong, it's changing, but overall it's still accepted and viewed as not a bad thing, that if you are in a job that you hate and that takes away from you and that keeps you in a reactive state of being. Now, just because one person is in a job that keeps them reactive for them doesn't mean it's the same for everybody else. This is for you to understand you as an individual and not to feel bad about your situation. You know, and I think a lot of times we can enact guilt on ourselves from seeing other people live in fine ways and situations that we don't necessarily like, right? It's kind of like this self-inflicted, well, I should be happy. Why aren't I happy? I guess I'm just not a happy person, right? That was a very easy three-step way to get to, you know, a negative self-identification with just being not happy and accepting that. So here's a great exercise for you. If you are seeing that there are certain situations that trigger these negative mental tailspins for you that go into, you know, overthinking and the negative. And again, for me, a really big one was work. And I see this with a lot of people, a lot of people. So don't feel alone if you find yourself there. And really, this is just on the bonus, you know, I call this bonus points, but it's whether or not you feel called to do this, but it's just to assess your environment. And it is to assess yourself in these environments that you choose to put yourself in, because at the end of the day, you could do that exercise every single day, But if you don't change your environment, if you keep yourself, and I guess rather I should say, if you keep yourself in the environments that keep you reactive and keep you overthinking in the negative, you know, these are the things that we need to pay attention to, because this is the universe telling us, hey, we need to pivot out of here. We need to find something better. We need to actually do something that makes us fulfilled and that has the, you know, support system to bring happiness into our lives and to keep happiness in our lives. Now, for some of you, that may seem like, who's happy? What? but again, that's, you know, a product of your practice thinking in the negative. So just to be clear, the added exercise is to recognize and to start to take score of what are the situations that cause you to go into these negative tailspins. Because after a while, again, this is what happened to me, was I found that there was an overwhelming just evidence of there being certain situations in my life that really affected me and that weren't serving me and that weren't helping me be the person who I just naturally wanted to be. And I didn't think I was asking for a lot then, and now I know I wasn't. And it's, you know, recognizing that environment. So that's really the point of doing that exercise, because on the surface level, you're transforming your thoughts from overthinking and negative into positive expectation and becoming, you know, more positive and more positive and more positive and up leveling your reality and what you believe is realistic. But then for you to understand, you know, what are these things in your life that are keeping you from actually being there? Because environment is such a huge piece of you being able to up level, but stay suspended in those higher realms, in those higher realities very easily, right? Like it's easy to sit there and say, oh, wow, that wealthy person is really happy, right? It's like, oh, well, because they have money and they don't have to worry about all this other stuff. Like, of course, you know, but that's not how that person became happy. It's just, you know, having more money in your life is helping keep you in that positive thinking more easily. Hopefully that made sense, but you know, that's another talk for another day. But hopefully at this point you understand that, you know, you don't have to go back to try to find all of these transformative life events that made you this way. You can go to where you want from where you are. So hopefully that should be super empowering. So you can sit here and say, great, I know where I want to go and I want to free myself from my own thoughts. I want to bring myself into, you know, easier states of being, more fun states of being, and just more lighthearted and relaxed and approachable and fun, even freeing thoughts, just being in a free, happy state. So that's what I got for you today. Hopefully you can take my life lessons that I have learned, you know, apply them to yours, or just compare and contrast. And actually, you don't need to try too hard, especially if you're an overthinker. Your brain will naturally do that for you. But then to just start that exercise, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, keep it in your car, keep one with you at work, keep it in your purse or your backpack, whatever you bring with you, so that when it does come up, you can just start that practice. So thank you so much for joining me today. Can't wait till next time. Much love. Thanks again for joining me today and sharing your time with me. If there are any questions that come up for you or any techniques that you've tried, I would love to hear about it. Reach out to me and let me know on Instagram or shoot me an email, Allie@AllieRogers.com. Until next time, and much love.